Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for those in the audience to speak on matters that are not on the agenda. Anyone wish to be heard in public comments? I can't. Yes, sir. Come forward. You state your name, please.
My name is Roy L. Duff II. I'm the co-owner of Glenhaven Fishing Pier in Virginia Beach. And the pier has been there since my father-in-law built it in 1956. Family owned and operated to serve the community of fishermen in the area.
Well, I think I received a letter from your mom. Was it your mom or your wife this morning? Thank you.
She had a doctor's appointment today, couldn't be here.
Okay.
We have, always felt ourselves part of the community. We enjoy our customers, and our clientele is primarily lower-income people who can't afford a boat to get out on the water, who rely on the pier to go out and fish, and who also fish for food. These are not people who, the majority of our customers are not people who fish for recreation or leisure. They fish for sustenance.
Yes, sir.
We have had increasing problem over time with competition from commercial fishermen who seem to think that the fishing pier is some kind of incredible fish magnet, that all the fish want to come to our pier. So they ring the pier with nets, and while they're doing that, when they have these nets out there, our fishermen can't catch fish.
Right.
So we've come to today to ask the commission if we can have some relief from this. Now, I have a hard time reading the regulations, so I'm not sure if, you know, what the distance rules are, if there are any there or not. I do know that the city of Virginia Beach has an ordinance that restricts personal watercraft and swimming and things like that from within 200 feet of the pier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's adequate for that kind of thing. I know that there is an ordinance that prohibits people from interfering with people lawfully engaged in fishing.
State law, that's not an ordinance.
State law.
Yes, sir. And it goes both ways, commercial or recreational. Yeah.
And both of those things have helped over time for people who want to act out. But the other people who are interfering are commercial fishermen. They have to make a living. We have to make a living. It's a big bay. I can't move the pier. I'm like a 1,500-foot ship that's just permanently anchored right there. The other fishermen, they can move their nets. They can go someplace else. Now, I'm not sure what the VMRC regulations are as far as distance, keeping distance between commercial fishermen. But I would like to ask for some relief. I think 2,000 yards is reasonable. Mm-hmm. Based on 50-some-odd years of experience being there and how the fish behave.
Jack, you want to? We have, for what it's worth, I received that letter this morning at home at about 7:15. I immediately requested both my chief of fisheries, public relations, and law enforcement to begin immediately working on that specific document. So I want you to know that before my first cup of coffee was hit, that was in the hopper getting worked on. Jack?
There is a law that addresses this problem to some degree.
Can you cite the one code where we are, Jack?
42-302 on page 50 of the code book, paragraph B. Fishing shall not be permitted within 300 yards of the sides or end of a commercial fishing field. But then it goes on. And it says the commission may decrease this distance if it considers 300 yards to be an excessive distance because of the size of the body of water.
I can't increase it.
But we can't increase it. So the distance specified by the General Assembly by law that we can't increase. I don't know if 300 yards solves your problem or not. I would assume
no,
the fishermen down there abide by
that
law.
Speaking with the enforcement officers, when we call them, they say, thanks to GPS, these nets are located right at 300 yards.
So it sounds like stuff needs a distance greater than that, or a desire to have it. That's something we can't give to it. We have to take an act of the General Assembly to change that. So in part, you may want to speak to your senator or delegate about changing this section of code. Of course, when you change that section of code, it then applies to all commercial fishing piers in the state. So it,
unless they identify it by a city with a population of greater than 100,000 but less than 5 million, and then that's the way it is.
John and I were speaking this morning about the same issue because of the letter that you had gotten. And, you know, there may be some ability on our part to work with the fishermen in that area to suggest that they might want to stay a little further away than 300 yards or face the uncertainty of what might happen in the General Assembly. And the General Assembly may decide, hey, this is a residential area, busy, condos on the beach. We don't want any hall singing or gill netting in that area. Let's do away with it. That, you know, that could happen.
May I do this, and I hope I'm not dropping in fat. Mr. Palmer, would you like to comment? I mean, this is your proverbial backyard.
Literally, I could walk to the pier in 3 minutes from my house.
I can get there about the same distance.
We probably are neighbors. You live in the colony?
We live in the colony.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
For 33 years.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
Sounds like a Friday afternoon meeting is in order, but go ahead.
But, you know, the guys fish east of the pier, and they catch fish. They fish west of the pier, and they catch fish. Well, if they catch in east and west, they're right at the pier, too. So there's plenty of fish there. I mean, the perception is that when the pound nets are there, and this is a quote that somebody gave me when Kenny Etheridge had the property, Kenny Etheridge sieves the water of all the fish. But he didn't, obviously, because the fish still migrated, and they were on the west side of the pier as opposed to the east side of the pier. The guys were hall seining, catching them on both sides of the pier. And when I've walked down to that beach in the afternoon, I see the guys on the pier catching plenty of fish. So the perception is that all the fish are being caught, but it's not. It's just a percentage like anything else.
Well, that's true, but they're fish and they're fish. They're fish, which is what we're catching when the nets are out. And then there's fish that meet the statutory limits for keepers,
right?
Which we don't catch when the nets are out.
Well, the guys on the beach are, and the whole thing, and the pound nets are catching a lot of small fish too and throwing them back.
Well, they catch everything.
That they don't catch everything. That's again perception. They don't catch everything. They catch a percentage.
Sure.
Those fish are there, and we both know when the wind blows out of the north, there's a lot more fish there, and if the wind is calm, there's not. It's just the way it works.
Mr. Robbins had a comment, I think.
I had a question. I just wanted to ask, are most of these interactions with anchored gill nets or hall seines or some combination? What's the most interaction?
There's the pound nets to the east and to the west. There are there's the one guy that does the hall seine,
Robert Hallwell.
Yeah, and then there are anchored gill nets that they're the ones that actually that literally go up one side of the pier, across the end, and down the other.
Thank you.
So and yes, there are fish out there all the time to be caught.
Right.
There are when the nets are there, based on my experience from being there the past 30 some odd years.
Sure.
When the nets are there, the fish that you can catch that are able to be caught, that do get by the nets, are not the fish that are considered worth catching by people who are catching fish to feed themselves for the winter.
Right, but my argument is if nets on both sides of the pier are catching edible-sized fish, then obviously there's edible-sized fish right at the pier, too.
Not really. And, you know, I can base that on 30 years of experience and observation. Because I know when the nets are there, I know what people are catching on the fish, on the pier, and I can see them. And the size, the larger keeper fish disappear when the nets are there.
Further comments by members of this commission? Mr. Robbins.
I just think, based on what we've seen in the statute here, it would appear that if there were going to be any long-term relief, it would probably have to come in the form of some sort of legislative modification.
Having said that, however, I'm sorry.
Just one more question. What kind of fish are we talking about?
What kind of fish are we talking about?
Exactly.
We catch spot, croaker, roundhead, flounder, striper, puppy drum.
The reason I say that is because gill nets are size selective. Small fish are going to go through them, and big fish aren't going to get caught in them. So they're very size selective.
And size small is what size?
Well, if you're looking at a 2 7/8 inch net, you're probably looking at a 300 count spot, which is pretty small, but most of the guys fish 3 1/4 inch. instead of looking at 220 count spots. Those are roughly 6-8 ounce fish, about 8 ounces.
Mr. Duff, where we are, the code does not allow us as a commission to grant relief on what you're asking. As Mr. Travelstead indicated, you may wish to discuss it with your local elected officials. What we have done in the past is, in a situation like this where we have conflicts, neither promote or try to sway the members one way or the other. We provide them data that we have at our avail, and maybe an ad hoc work group can come together to do something. I understand where you're coming from. I also understand from a commercial perspective where they are, but
and a commercial perspective for me too, if I don't have people show up, I can't afford, you know, to keep my business there.
And that's what I meant, commercial. Commercial swings both ways.
But I agree. Everybody needs to make money that's making money from fishermen. Right? And I'm not attempting to say just get rid of them, because they need to earn a living too. But they also have to understand that I need to earn a living.
Right. Well, whatever we can do, I know the officers are out there regularly checking the distance, because I've met with Colonel Autumn and Colonel Rhodes this morning to discuss.
And I appreciate their efforts. They're out there. They're very helpful. And they tell me that we have the highest level of voluntary compliance of meeting the fishing regulations of any pier in the area. We try to, you know, to do what's right and to tell people to fish responsibly, to obey the rules.
Well, whatever we can do to come to some type of solution that I guess can make all happy, we're here to do that. That's part of our job. And, please, in all sincerity, convey to your wife that I thought it was a very well-written letter. It very covered all the issues very well. And I said I did take the opportunity to read that first thing this morning. So,
thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anyone else in public comments? They're seeing none. We will be in adjournment until approximately 12:30, 20 to 1.